returning from assignment in the wee hours of the morn, Wilhelm of Warkworth reined in his mount, motioning for his companions to do the same. The southern woods were dense with mist, and at first glance it would appear a heavy fog had crept up from the shore, thick as usual on a balmy morning. But the taste on his lips was not salt, but ash, and the odour that fled his nostrils recalled him to the stench of greasy pork blistering on a spit. A sense of premonition shook him as he and his men leapt down from their mounts and ventured silently forward, emerging from the woodlands to a landscape painted black. Summer was gone. So was every trace of green that heralded that season. But the eerie silence and coal-black fields were not natural. Neither was the absence of leaf litter, broom and mulch. In the distance, smoke curled upward from twisted piles of embers, filling the air with a stench that permeated everything it touched.
Gone. Everything was gone.
The devastation was staggering. Every alder, ash and elm within range of the castle had burnt to nubs, some still nurturing flames. The castle on the Mott had been a temporary measure, constructed mostly of pine wood and spruce, making use of the area's most prominent woods. Sparing only the outbuildings surrounding it, the edifice was consumed. Only 6 months ago, they'd begun construction on a new stone wall to replace the wood palisade. Now that was all that remained. And if there was life to be found within 100 yards of the Mott, it wasn't immediately evident. It was only after the trio ascended the hillock and Wilhelm picked his way through simmering ruins that he spied movement inside the bailey. Survivors lifted ash-covered faces as he approached, pausing from their searches to reveal eyes that were red-rimmed from tears and smoke. But it was the cook he happened upon first. Bearing a carcass atop his bent shoulders, he came marching out of the ruins.
"What happened here?"
"They came like thieves in the night," said the old man.
"Who?"
"The Count of Mortain with his Welsh witch,
Morwen Pendragon."
Terror shook Wilhelm to his bones.
"My father, Lord de Vere, where is he?"
The elder man lifted a bony shoulder, peering back into the destruction in a gesture that sank Wilhelm's soul. He turned again and the old man's dirty lips quivered as he hoisted down his burden, laying the ravaged young woman down amongst a growing pile of dead. He straightened the woman's twisted body, then smoothed her half-charred dress.
"I found her in the Mott," he said.
His heart wrenching painfully, Wilhelm looked closer.
"Oh, nay, 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 nay.
Lady Aelith." He recognized her only by the silver cross she wore. A cross he himself had given her as a consolation when Giles de Vere left for the seminary. Not that Wilhelm would ever dare covet the lady for himself. He simply hadn't liked to see her pining so long over Giles. He'd hoped the cross would give her comfort. Her once lovely face was covered with ash, half peeling away. At the grisly sight, some unnamed emotion overtook him and he felt like ripping the cross from her neck. But he did not. Hardening his heart and ordering his companions to help, he abandoned his horse where it stood and marched into the ruins himself, reassured that no one would dare relieve Lady Aelith of her valuables. At 6'5" and weighing more than 16 stone, Wilhelm Fitzrichard, bastard son of Richard de Vere and butcher of Warkworth, was no man to be trifled with, particularly not today, when everything he'd held so dear had been wrenched from his life. The scent of death rose with the morning sun, the odour of decay growing thick with the humidity, until the stench was caked into every fibre of his being. Alas, as the day wore on, he continued to drag out bodies, putting them aside to be given a proper burial. Skin charred and sliding off bones. It gave him a heave to the belly every time he hauled out another, but he was duty-bound to persevere, at least until he found his lord sire and brother. And then, though sadness might have easily consumed his resolve, he felt the burden of responsibility.